Depression for Justin Henderson, JustinHenderson. Date of service is 8/8/2025. Date of birth is 1/23/1947. Again, the patient is here for a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 6/18/2025. The patient comes here for treatment for her extreme degenerative osteoarthritis of both knees and both hip, and the pain is almost 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, crying and tears. Patient is using a rollator walker to walk with. Her ambulation is affected, ADLs are affected, and pain is beyond relief. Patient requesting an injection to the right knee so that she can have some relief of the pain. ADLs are affected 10. There is no radiation to legs. No spine pain is reported. No fall or automobile accident. Patient reports 0% relief currently as she did not have any pain medication for a while. Please review the record for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse in a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 115/85, pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 6/18/2025. Dictation number 0811-033. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to provide the patient an injection to the right knee intra-articular and lidocaine cream 4%, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one pill a day, 30 tablets, Trazodone at night, 50 milligram. Maps and labs have been reviewed and obtained, and the patient is in. She's also taking Xanax, which is perfectly fine from some other physician. The procedure for intra-articular right knee injection was done traditionally. Aseptic precautions, 5 cc's of dexamethasone with morphine was injected into the right lateral mid-patella area for the knee injection. Patient tolerated the procedure very well and left. There was no post-operative bleeding or any other issue. Thank you.